We start with former Bosasa COO Angelo Agretti. He's currently being treated in ICU at a private hospital in Johannesburg after being transferred from a public facility yesterday afternoon. Agretti was last week denied bail by the Specialized Commercial Crimes Court sitting in Palm Ridge. He was on oxygen at the time of his court appearance, and he also does suffer from diabetes. The Correctional Services Department confirming that the request was made by Agretti's family to move him, as is allowed, but it will be at their own cost. So let's find out how he's doing. Daniel Witz is Agretti's lawyer, joining me on the line now. Daniel, thank you for your time today. Can you tell us, what can you tell us about Angelo Agretti's condition currently?
Hi, Mandy. Thank you for having me on the show, and hello to the listeners. Mr. Agretti is currently in ICU receiving urgent care. The doctors attending to him spent the night trying to stabilize his condition. They've worked through the night, through the morning, and we are, myself and the family, are waiting for updates from his medical team.
Are you able to say how serious this condition is, or anything, any more detail at all about it? If you can't, we understand that, obviously.
Obviously, I can't speak to the medical conditions as I'm not a doctor, but what I can say from what we've been advised by the experts is that Mr. Agretti is in a serious condition. As the country knows, this was told to the court, to the Palm Ridge Magistrates Court. It was told to the prosecutors. Unfortunately, it wasn't taken into account, and unfortunately, Mr. Agretti's condition has worsened through his stay at the Johannesburg Central Prison and the public hospital.
We understand that the family put in a request yesterday to move him. What exactly were the events of yesterday? How did that happen?
So that's not entirely accurate. What happened is the family had, in fact, since he was incarcerated and taken to the public hospital, neither myself nor the family had heard from him. We weren't given permission to speak to him, despite requesting permission from the DCS. At about midday yesterday, we got a call from the DCS to say that they were informed that the doctors treating him at the public hospital said that he needed to be moved on an urgent basis, and can they get the family's permission to move him, after which the family said, of course.
Interesting, because as I understand it, the family put in the request according to DCS, but we will speak to them shortly as well. Daniel, obviously, you know, worst case scenario here, if he is in ICU, what is at stake if Angelo Agretti, you know, unfortunately passes away? I mean, obviously, that is worst case scenario, and we wouldn't want that to happen, but what is at stake here?
Well, we hopefully don't have to deal with that situation, because Angelo is strong and we're praying that he pulls through. However, if, God forbid, the worst does happen, there's some serious cases that will go unprosecuted. Angelo is a very, very important state witness, both at state capture and in numerous prosecutions that are either starting or on the go. And the state will lose access to crucial evidence against capture and state capture.
And then just lastly, what's happening with the appeal? Are you still going ahead with that?
Yes, we are going ahead with the appeal. We are simply waiting for the High Court in Johannesburg to give us a date for the argument.
Daniel Witz, Angelo Agretti's attorney, thank you for your time today on the Midday Report. So as you've heard there, Angelo Agretti is in the ICU in a serious condition. Doctors spent the night trying to stabilize him, but that is his current condition at the moment. Let's speak now to Correctional Services. Singabako Nomalo is the Correctional Services National Spokesperson. Singabako, thank you for your time today. What can you tell us about this move of Angelo Agretti to a private facility? The family lawyer now saying that it wasn't their request, it was the request of doctors.
A very good day to you and the listeners. Perhaps it's important to highlight that when inmates or remand detainees are admitted in a correctional facility, they get assessed.
Singabako, I'm just going to stop you. There's a lot of disruption there. I think you might be out in the wind somewhere. If you could maybe move around a bit and see if we can get a better line.
I don't know whether it's better now.
Okay, there we go. Go ahead.
Yes. Now I'm saying it's important to highlight that when inmates or remand detainees are admitted in a correctional facility, they get assessed. And there's also medical assessment which gets conducted. And the same thing applied when Mr. Agretti was admitted at Johannesburg. Hence, then the following day, he was then transferred to a public hospital. for him to receive adequate treatment, because it became clear from the team of medical doctors that he required more than what we had, you know, in our correctional facility. Then a request was made that he be transferred to a private hospital. That cannot be a decision, I mean, that cannot be made by DCS, because as a state institution, we can only transfer you to a public hospital. But if you want to move to a private institution, the policy does allow, but the family or the inmate must be prepared to take care of costs associated to that.
How does this work now? Do you have guards stationed at the hospital? Does he remain a remand detainee?
How it works is that everything gets explained to the family and the inmate to say, you will then incur the cost of that private institution and the risk involved. You will also...
Singabako, I think we're just having a problem with your line there. If maybe we can try that again. Are you still there? No, it looks like we've lost Singabako Komalo, but he's just explaining to us there exactly how it works with Angelo Agretti having moved to a private facility. Let's try one more time. Singabako, we're going to try one more time to speak to you if you're there. You were just explaining to us how this works.
I'm here. The land got corrupted. Something happened. No, okay. I was saying, yeah, things. Then we explain to the family and the inmate to say, you will have to pay the cost for the treatment at a private institution, and also pay DCS for the guarding services, because we have to guard that person 24 hours a day.
Okay. And do you have an update on his current condition by any chance?
How it works is that the medical expert from our side then liaises with the treating doctor. Then they continuously update us to say this is the condition. And whenever he gets discharged, we are then ready then to take that remand detainee back into our facility. So at this stage, he remains in hospital. He's being monitored. Up until such time that he's discharged, we'll then take him back to a correctional facility.
Singabako Komalo, Correctional Services National Spokesperson, thank you very much for your time today on the Midday Report. So there you've got it, the update from Correctional Services and from Angelo Agretti's lawyer too.